Hello and welcome to episode 1 of Skill Training Complete. This is Skill Training Complete, your one-stop shop for all skill-related questions. I am your host, Chainer Cygnus, also known as Phineas Aeroni for all Project Halibut needs. Now, I'm going to start this off with a little disclaimer. I am not an expert in ETH. I know a thing or two, but not everything. A lot of my information does come from the community at large. So, any tips you have, please feel free to share them so that I can get them out here for everybody to hear and enjoy and learn from. So, the topic of this first episode is, you're a new player. You just finished all the tutorials. You are out there trying to figure out what EVE is all about, and you look at your skills and you have no idea what to go with. There's many ways to go. Many ways, and I hope to help narrow those down and give you some guidance. Take a quick break here and then I'll get into some details.
Electroweb, deploy! Now I control the Roboverse!
I'm going to go to the end. Ankylosaurus, Corus. Ogre, Gormandon, Tyre, and Glib.
Are enjoying the music that I throw in here. Just a little something so you don't have to just listen to me drone on for however long this ends up being. So, on to the topic of initial skill training. A lot of people out there will say, especially to newer players, get your learning skills done. And they're important. They are. We all know that. But as a new player, you sit there and you're like, cool, I'm training these skills and I don't get any immediate effect and I'm in the same ship and it still does the exact same thing. So instead of doing your learning skills right off the bat, take advantage of the 100 times skill training you get for your first, 1.6 million skill points or so, to pick a goal. Pick, say you want to get into T2 frigates. You train up your racial frigate to 5 and your, you know, for assault frigates you want to train up mechanic and engineering, I believe, to 5. Get those trained up, get into a T2 frigate, get some T2 guns, then you have a nice ship, you're good to go, and you can work on your learning skills a bit. Another option in my mind is when you log off for the night, you open up your skill queue, pop in a couple learning skills to train up overnight. You don't need to get them all to 5 right away, especially if you're going to focus on smaller ships. Don't worry about it. Just get them up to a decent level and go from there. So you had a small discussion with Mandrill and Crispy Dingo on Twitter about this earlier. Mandrill, basically what I just said, he agrees with. I pretty much parroted him there. Also, another thing Mandrill suggests is leave your learning skills as a backup plan for when you're not training for anything else. Obviously a good idea. Crispy adds, good thing about the queue is that you just throw a few in the mix, but don't go hell-bent for the learning skills, because really you're not going to get much enjoyment out of them. No one likes the learning skills, but they're needed. It's just part of life. Let's see, I think that's all I have on the learning skills. So, let me see here. Alright, so another option to look at is the, if you open up your character pane, go to your certificates and open up the browser for that. Under the core certificates, there's the core competency. That's, that's a good one, because that's about your fitting, your ship handling, survivability. Well, not survivability, that's under defense. Basically, it's just the basics, the core competency. That's a good one to go towards, especially when you get that, when you have that 100% bonus to your training speed. Definitely work towards that. Couple options on the directions you can go if you don't know where you want to end up in EVE. Good baselines for any direction would be to get a T2 frig because good for starting missioning, PvE, PvP. You can train up your racial industrial to get a hauler if you want to go hauling. Next other thing would be to train for as a shipwise is mining barges, which are good for mining and take a while. There's obviously a bunch of, I think I'd call them in-station skills, such as your research and production, trade skills, wide variety. A lot of information out there on those. But for this right now, because I'm not an industry guy, I'll focus on the ship piloting. Mainly combat stuff because that's what I know. So you would, if you want to get into a T2 frigate, or Tech 2 if you don't know what T2 means, they're the upgraded awesome frigates that are more specialized than your normal out of the gate frigates. So you have four options. You got your assault ships, covert op ships, electronic attack ships, and interceptors. The names are fairly self-explanatory, I'd hope. Your assault ships are your hard hitters, your real combat frigates. Covert ops is broken into two. You got your actual covert op ships, such as the Buzzard, which is built for mostly exploration, scanning, probing, scouting, all that. And then there's the stealth bombers, which are they're stealth bombers. They shoot bombs and they cloak like covert op style ships. Your electronic attack ships are like your Kitsune, which are electronic superiority. You do, depending on the race you are, jamming, webbing, tracking disruption, that kind of stuff. Force multipliers. And your interceptors are your expendable tacklers. At least as far as I've ever understood an interceptor. They go really, really fast, have next to no armor or shield, and are about as expendable as a rookie ship. Obviously, each one has different requirements for to get into the Tech 2 versions. They all share you need to get your racial frigate skill up to 5, which with your 100% training bonus from the scratch should take around 8 days, if you don't remap, or if you do, I'm not sure exactly. Assault ships require, where is it? And my brain is not working today. All right, assault ships require, let's see, your frigate to 5, spaceship command to 3, engineering and mechanic to 5, and assault ships to 1. An assault ships to 1 is trained when you have spaceship command 3, engineering 5, and mechanic 5. Obviously raising assault ships above 1 is a good idea because you get that bigger bonus on the ship itself. Covert ops are pretty easy to get into and they share a lot with your the electronic attack frigates. The covert ops requires electronics and engineering to 2 and electronic upgrades to 5 and spaceship command to 3. Pretty quick and easy to get into comparatively. The electronic attack ships, let me see here. Same exact requirements as your covert ops. So if you want to go that route, it's mostly going to be for your PvP or exploration stuff. I personally don't know that there is much use for covert ops or electronic attack ships in PvE settings. Your interceptors are, let me see here. They require navigation to 2, evasive maneuvering to 5, and spaceship command to 3. So, I mean, that's your basic getting out, getting your your first Tech 2 ships, obviously you can fly them as soon as you train them, but it's not recommended. You'll want to get the skills up for the fitting, which are your part of your core competency that I mentioned earlier. Those just ensure that you can fit your Tech 2 afterburners or shield boosters, anything like that that you're going to need. And then there's the, if you're going for assault frigates, you really want to pick up that Tech 2 guns or missiles, depending on the ship. Though until incursion, I don't think the Harpy is going to be all that good, or the Harpy Hawk is going to be all that good, because, well, rockets stink. Let me see. Where is that information? So, for example, we'll go with hybrid blasters, because that's what I like to use on my Harpy. So, your light blasters, Tech 2, would require you get gunnery, would be have to be a minimum of 2, small hybrid turret to 5, motion prediction to 3, and then you would have to train small blaster specialization. At the same time that you have that available, you would also have access to small railgun specialization. Similar skills for your projectile weapons and lasers. I will pull that up and give you that information as well. Tech 2. So for your Tech 2 lasers, small beam, but again, small pulse and small beam would share the similar requirements. Small energy turret to 5, gunnery to 2, and sharpshooter to 3. And then we have your projectile turrets, which are, as we all know, the bread and butter of Minmatar. Let's go grab some T2 autocannons here for you. So those will require gunnery to 2, small projectile turret to 5, and motion prediction to 3. Then you train, obviously, small autocannon or small artillery specialization. Another, I've been mentioning them here, is the gunnery skill, and some of those, like motion prediction, rapid firing, all that. Also, those are all found on your gunnery certificates. Those are going to make your guns easier to fit, do more damage, shoot faster, shoot farther, more accurately. Those are good too. To start with, you probably just want to get them up to like 3 or 4. I mean, you'll survive with 3 for quite a while unless you, and if you're going into PvP, I'd really recommend getting them to 4. But for PvE situations, until you get into the higher level missions, level 3 on most things is sufficient, in my experience. And just go missiles here for you, in case you want to go use, let's say, standard launchers. Standard missile launcher 2 would require missile launcher operation 3, standard missiles to 5, and standard missile specialization. Rockets are similar to that as well. And see, that's most of everything. Obviously, if you're going to get into the CoVOPs, you'll need to train cloaking, which requires, I believe, engineering. Or did they change that recently? I don't recall. Cloaking device. So your standard cloaking device is the let's just go with the smokescreen covert ops cloaking device 2. Cloaking would require electronics to 4, yeah. And then you want to get your cloaking up. If we're going for a stealth bomber, you got to get the bomb launcher as well as the siege torpedoes. Those are pretty skill intensive. Bomb launcher requires missile launcher operation 1, missile bombardment 4, and then bomb deployment 1. And your siege torpedoes, siege launchers, if you go with the say the Arbalest siege missile launcher, apparently that only requires missile launcher 1, missile launcher operation 1. Still takes a little while to get into, at least it felt like it did back in the day. I have a feeling I've ranted on too long on all this, so I will call it good for this episode, and next week I will talk a little bit more on the industry side of things. I will get some information for you all. And this is Phineas Aroni / Chainer Cygnus. Thank you for listening to Skill Training Complete. Please feel free to give me any advice, comments, critique, criticisms, as long as it's constructive, please. You can find me in the in-game channel Project Halibut on Twitter as either Chainer Cygnus or Skill Complete, or you can email me at skilltrainingcomplete@gmail.com. Thank you for checking us out, and hope I've helped you out a little bit. Fly safe. All music used within our license under the Creative Commons license and used under that license. Tracks featured in this episode are by Sputnik Booster. The first one was Rocket Bass, then the middle song was Robot Science, and the final was Intro / Jabberwocky.